Lord, we thank you that gathered voices can come together and sing praise on your name. We know that the week, during the week, we can often feel like leaves of grass that will soon pass away. And on us, we feel the burdens and weight of distraction and pain. But we pray now that we would come to this day, this time together, and that our words would bless your name. We pray that we, along with all creatures today, would sing your praises, and that in doing so, we'd see to the heart of things, and that worship would go with us from this place, out of this place, on Monday and on Tuesday and every other day. Let the wisdom that we hear here be intractable. Let your fingerprint press deeply into our minds this morning, and let us worship you with full voice. Please be with us now in our worship. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have some readings this morning. I'll be reading an Old Testament reading, a gospel reading, and then I'll be reading a sermon text, and then I'll give us all a brief introduction to our guest preacher this morning. But first, we'll read from the book of Micah, chapter 6, verses 4 through 8. And you can find that on page 672 of the Old Testament section of the Brown Pew Bibles. Micah chapter 6. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now I'll be reading from John chapter 14, verses 8 through 14. Now Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's take a moment to reflect on these Old Testament and gospel readings. Let's just sit quietly and reflect on the word before I return to the sermon text. And now, for our sermon text this morning, we'll be reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. You can find that on page 148 of the New Testament section of your Brown Pew Bibles. This is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in their passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now in a moment here, we will welcome Reverend John French to speak with us this morning. John's journey into spiritual direction began 31 years ago in a sabbatical with Eugene Peterson. For the last 16 years, he has been offering individual and group spiritual direction to others. He's recently retired after 36 years as pastor of a Baptist church. He continues to minister at retreats, preaches, and continues with spiritual direction work. John and his wife Janet have 3 grown children, 5 grandsons, and live in the North Shore area.